It's time for Buff Talk here on 99.9 The Rock. A chance to hear from the coaches and athletes from Garden City High School. Let's go live to Old Chicago in Garden City and join the voice of the Buffaloes, Cal Friedman.
Welcome back to Buff Talk here live from Old Chicago. Cal Friedman here for 99.9 The Rock. Colin Love is back in the studio. Our first show of February. And just like that, winter sports are into their last month of the seasons. Wrestling actually just finished up their regular season. We'll have a chance to catch up with wrestling coach Carlos Prieto later on in the show. But for now, we'd like to open up with basketball, who returned home for the first time in a couple weeks last week and are now on a two-game winning streak heading to their WAC game against Liberal. We welcome on boys head coach Luke Sweber. Coach, thank you so much for coming in tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Kel.
So from four straight losses, talk me through how this team's kind of found a breakthrough here.
You know, I think it's just the continual process of trying to get better. And, you know, when we get to this point in the year, you really want to start playing your best. Kind of as you move through these last 3 weeks, you want to make sure guys stay fresh. You want to stay sharp. But you want to be able to hold their attention. So you don't want to go for too long. You don't want to spread them too thin. But I think it's just the continual kind of coming back to the process, doing what makes us good, not losing that kind of in our film study and being able to see, you know, what are the things that really make this team good? And then how can we more so put a microscope on those things and just kind of expand those runs that make us really good.
You've kind of stressed the little things all year long. Have you noticed the players paying more attention to those little things?
Yeah, because I think when you watch yourself get better over time, then you want to do the things that are making you better. And so I think that really says a lot about our guys and what they've been willing to do and what they've been willing to, you know, just kind of stress to themselves and each other. And yeah, I think I've seen that all year long.
What's the biggest positive that you've taken away from these last two wins?
I think you get to watch people grow up and watch people mature. And I think that this game presents so many of those opportunities for guys. Because you realize that the sport is a great teacher itself. And I view myself more as just an interpreter of the events that happened, rather than a commander or something like that. And I think that's what's been most worthwhile for me, is to watch the maturity of some guys over this year.
So what you're kind of saying is you like to watch on and see these guys make the decisions now they maybe wouldn't have made in the first half. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, correct.
So is there a specific point that you saw in the last couple games where it kind of clicked? It's like, wow, okay.
I mean, you could see it for sparks at Dodge. You could see it in the first quarter when we played Laverne. You've seen it in parts, right? We've seen it in kind of when we came back from break and we played Great Bend first. And then we played the next Friday at home against Hayes. And you could see these spots of like, wow, could we be this closer to all the time? And that's just what we've been striving for over and over again, and I think we're starting to see it click more and more.
Let me talk a little bit about those starts, because these last three games, you were up 6 at Dodge after the first quarter. You had that 22-4 run against Laverne to open up the game, and you were leading against Lathrop after one. Where have things changed to open up games for your team?
You know, I think it's a little bit about your routine beforehand. It's a little bit about your mindset, and it's a little bit about, you know, are you physically ready to go? You know, I kind of like home games because the guys get to go away for a little bit. They get to go home. They probably take a nap for a while, and then they just come in the gym, and then they're with their friends, and they kind of go through their routine that way. And you know, can you kind of take that on the road with you? Can you make it so that they have that, you know, that rest and relaxation time before they're trying to go into competition? So we're slowly but surely trying to come up with better and better routines as we go. So that's kind of what we've been doing.
Can I talk about that pregame routine for a second? Because a very popular phrase in sports is don't sleep on us. And I think you guys were kind of literally the opposite. Can you talk me through what happens when you guys got the Dodge last Tuesday?
Yeah. So when we got there, our guys were just in the bleachers hanging out, and I don't really like guys sitting in the bleachers for that long. And you know, they were waiting for the game to start, and there's 35 minutes on the clock. There's nobody on the floor. We're not doing anything. So I told the guys, hey, you guys head to the locker room, shut the lights off, take a nap, and I'll come get you when the horn sounds and the ball's going up for the JV game and you guys can come up. So when I went in the locker room right after that, everybody was out like a light. It was kind of cool to see that, oh, okay, yeah, these guys do need a nap. And you know, we all know high schoolers don't sleep enough as it is. So no. we gotta add to that, that's for sure.
But just totally sprawled out on the floor, some of these guys.
Uh-huh.
That would have been some scene. Have you noticed that little bit of rest helping them out, though, in early parts of games?
Yeah, I think and we've played well at home all year long, and I think that's kind of built into it a little bit. It's just their routine of, hey, going home and just, you know, kind of taking a load off and sitting down and relaxing. I don't know whether that's watching TV and they fall asleep that way, or, you know, whether it's just getting away from the entire school atmosphere and not having anything to have their attention that whole time. So I think it does play a role in that, that's for sure.
Out of curiosity, do you like to talk about these guys, about what they do outside of school, like some of their favorite hobbies?
Yeah, I mean, trying to get to know guys, that's for sure. Like, you know, what are they doing with their time? And, you know, unfortunately, there's probably way too many video games going on. But, you know, yeah, I do pride myself on being able to know our guys outside the sport.
That would be true for one of us during high school. Yes. You've always been big about your team sharing the basketball. How much has that grown from the Great Bend game to now?
Yeah, I think slowly but surely we've started to, I mean, know the system first of all, but then trust one another within that. I think those are two very separate things. And, you know, when Steve Kerr first took over the Warriors, he told them the ball will find where it needs to be. And I found myself saying that a few times this year, is that, hey, if you just trust it and try and make the right simple play, the ball will find where it needs to go, and it'll be in the right hands at the right time. And then we just have to continue to trust our own little skills and continue to trust each other. And, you know, sometimes shots go in, sometimes they don't go in. But either way, the ball needs to get to the right place.
You know what? I hadn't even thought about the Warriors comparisons for how you guys play versus how they played. But, like, that team was awesome to watch. And I can see where you kind of image yourself from there. But watching that team, like, they're the team of the decade, aren't they?
Well, I mean, I'm not trying to compare a high school team to an NBA team.
No, of course not.
It's a little bit different here. But I find that when you take from the best of the best, and you have that trickle-down effect, that way, if we can teach what the best are doing, it's got to be good enough for us, too.
Of course. No, the third quarter against Lifeprep, very similar to what the Warriors would do. You guys came out on fire. You guys 23 points in that third quarter. What did you see from your team at halftime?
You know, I felt like what I saw was we kept a lot of space. We moved the basketball when we needed to. And we kept doing the little things over and over again. We got the ball out of our hands. We made a long closeout happen. We did it again. We did it again. We touched the paint, got it out. And then we were able to take some in-rhythm threes. We were able to get some layups around the rim. Thomas had some real nice finishes. Raul had some great passes. And guys just moved the basketball where it needed to. And, you know, they really didn't care who shot it.
You've told me about how you want to get this team to score 25 points in a quarter in one season. I want to go back to this because I want to ask you to have the people know, like, what does it take a basketball team at this level to reach that total in 8 minutes?
I mean, it for one, is going to take some shots going through the net.
Of course.
So, but it's going to take taking care of the basketball and valuing it. It's going to take getting some easy ones around the basket. It's going to take getting to the free throw line a few times. And yeah, you're probably going to have to knock down a couple threes.
This is one question I actually thought of as I was brainstorming this. We talk about points per possession sometimes. That's still something that I'm getting around to. But in football, sometimes a good possession is taking 6 minutes off clock and ending in a field goal. Sometimes in baseball, a good at bat is working 5-6 pitches, even if the guy doesn't get a home run. In your eyes, what is a good possession for this team?
You know, I think my philosophy would be summed up as this. We want to make simple plays multiple times within a possession. And we want to get the shot that we want to get regardless of the length of time that comes off the clock. To make the football comparison, I'm okay if we score on first down. I'm good with that. But if we need to get that ball over the midline and it needs to get side to side a few times, I'm good with that as well. As long as when we watch the film the next time, everybody in that film room is going, yeah, that's the shot.
All right. I'm sorry that was a bit of a wordy question, no, but
it's all
right. I was going to say, I've just been thinking about a lot of the sports recently. I'm like, all right, I want to see where a good possession in basketball lies. Because there's times, especially during the road trip, where your team got a great shot. Mm-hmm. It just wouldn't fall. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you felt the same way.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it just does not go through the net. You're not going to shoot it great on every night. But can you do some other things that give you a chance? And for the most part, you know, I thought we'd done that.
Overall shot selection within these last three games, I feel like it's gotten a lot better. Would you say the same?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like we've grown in that a ton.
Where would you say you stressed that the most? Was there a certain loss where it said, like, okay, this is where we need to take better shots?
I can remember doing it in Colorado.
So it's been a year-long process.
Oh, yeah. It has been a continual day in and day out, you know, looking at ourselves in the mirror and going, okay, is that what I wanted or is that what the team needed?
For sure. We're going to take a moment here on Buff Talk, come right back with more about Garden City's boys basketball team here on 99.9 The Rock.